Financial incompetence has been a perennial theme in the Czech Republic in the 16 years since the fall of communism. The latest news, splashed over the front pages of the Czech dailies, suggests that little has changed. According to new statistics released by the European Commission, the Czech Republic has little idea how to access the billions of euros allocated to the country by the EU. Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now. First of all, Rob, how exactly is the Czech Republic missing out?
Well, Dita, when the EU expanded in 2004, it earmarked billions of euros for new member states. It was kind of a new Marshall Plan for Eastern Europe. And in the Czech Republic's case, Brussels put by some 1.5 billion euros in structural funds. Those were in the form of subsidies that were available to firms, regional authorities and non-governmental organisations. They have until the end of this year to spend that money, and so far they've used up less than 300 million euros, and that's around 18%.
Okay, that's not the most satisfactory statistics, but surely the Czechs are in the same boat as the other new members in this part of Europe, such as Poland, Hungary, Slovakia?
Well, it's certainly true that other post-communist states have shown a similar lack of ability in accessing EU funds, but no one has done quite as badly as the Czechs. Hungary, for example, has used up 23% of their allocated subsidies, Slovakia also 23%, the Baltic states 29%, and so on. And the Czechs have been the least effective in accessing EU money of all the new post-communist members. And out of the entire EU25, only Cyprus has proved less capable.
And why does it really matter?
Well, when you convert 1.5 billion euros into Czech crowns, you get an awful lot of money, 45 billion crowns to be exact. Just for comparison, the annual state budget of this country is around 600 billion crowns. But not only are many regions and organisations and businesses losing out on huge amounts of money, what it also means is that when it comes to the next round of talks about how much money the EU should earmark for the Czech Republic, Brussels could quite rightly say, well, look, you didn't spend even a fifth of the cash we gave you, or rather we put aside for you last time. Why should we give you any more this time?
Give us a concrete example, Rob, where money has not been used.
Well, Czech officials could have applied, for example, to the EU's social fund to subsidise retraining courses for the unemployed, or getting the country's impoverished Roma community on the labour market. Not one regional authority in the Czech Republic applied for a single euro in either area of funding last year.
But surely it's not just the fault of NGOs, of the regional authorities, of businesses?
No, it seems that many of those who try to apply for funds give up because the paperwork is such a nightmare. And anyone who's had any business with the European Commission knows that the EEC does love paperwork. But obviously it's also up to the Czech government to help their citizens in dealing with the EU.
And finally, what are the Czech authorities doing about it? What are they saying about this?
Well, we contacted the finance ministry this morning. Unfortunately, I was told that there was no one available to speak to us today. But the finance minister, Bohuslav Sobotka, has been quoted in the media saying that there is no reason to panic.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Rob.